Explain Well. Exclusive to The Drive with Robin Ross.
Apologies, I didn't want you getting in your car thinking it was 4 o'clock all over again.
So, Christelle, I would like to find out, and you generally know the answers to these things. The Joburg High Court granted an order granting free access to public health care to pregnant women and children under six. And that was a news thing today that broke, or yesterday. But I thought that this was the case. Is this not happening anyway?
So yes and no, in true explained well fashion. So you're quite correct. The Johannesburg High Court issued this order confirming the rights of all pregnant and lactating women, as well as children under the age of six, for free public health care. The key difference here is that they found this to be regardless of their status in South Africa. So this is where the court case came from in terms of migrants. And the implication of this court ruling is even illegal migrants, confirming that, and this links back to our constitution, that they have the right to access to healthcare for free if you don't have a medical aid. And perhaps just to contextualize where it came from, there have been some harrowing, I think, instances of trying to access healthcare. I don't know if you've also come across them. But so there were three people specifically who, through Section 27, took this to the court. But one of the cases that the court heard is about a boy who died after he ingested rat poison, and staff at the Charlotte Maxeke Hospital refused to open a file with either his birth certificate or 5,000 rand. There's a case of another woman who lost her baby after she was refused treatment for high blood pressure at 8 months pregnant, without a 20,000 rand payment in a government hospital.
So dit verstaan ek nie. Wie is in staat om te sê, luister, ons gaan jou help, maar dit gaan jou 5,000 rand kos, of dit gaan jou 20,000 rand kos, by a government hospital?
En dit is precies wat jy sê, so die hof het nou bevestig, wat eintlik half logisch moet wees, dat jy kan nie doen nie. As iemand nie mediese fonds het, nie is hulle geregtig op gesondheidsdienste. Dit is een basisse mensenreg, en jy kan nie discrimineer gebaseer op nationaliteit, of selfs of die persoon wettig in die land is nie.
Ja.
Kijk, hier is natuurlijk een baie emotieve knelpunt. Illegal persons in the country and the anti-foreigner sentiment has been very, very problematic. But the court has now given clarity on this.
I mean, I remember a couple of weeks ago, there was one of these sort of smaller political parties involved in all the coalitions or whatever, was saying, we need to go and pull the children of illegal foreigners out of schools. And I was like, the kind of person that would punish a small child by denying them education, like, we need to have a conversation around that. And I will fight anyone who argues against this. Like, I don't care if the person is in the country illegally. If you are breastfeeding, if you are pregnant, if you are a child under six, you should be able to go to the hospital and get treated. Klar, end of story.
Weet jy wat? And I'm not playing devil's advocate, because I completely agree with you. But I think a lot of xenophobic sentiment is like rooted in, why are we not getting the services in any case? So how come people that are undocumented immigrants are getting treatment at a hospital when I had to wait 5 days for someone to look at my broken leg?
You are absolutely spot on. Bingo, 100%. That is going to be the argument. But the arguments is about the system not working and fixing that. The argument isn't about who's getting treated. Those are two separate issues entirely. I'm sorry, a child under six should be able to go to a hospital and get treatment.
100%.
I don't care if you are in the country illegally, whatever, klar.
And look, I tend to agree with you, and for what it's worth, the Department of Health had initially filed a notice of intention to oppose the case, but they withdrew that.
Good.
So this has now been ruled on. Now it's a case of communicating this and rolling that message out to the different hospitals. But yes, this is a basic human right. Cool.
And also what happens is that the most vulnerable people that this message should be communicated to, they are never going to hear about this ruling, and when they go, gaan hulle steeds verder aan.
Yeah, no. So, pregnant women
lactating,
who are lactating, breastfeeding women, kids under six. Anyone with a heart should agree with that.
Exclusive to Jacaranda FM, it's The Drive with Rob and Roz. Jacaranda FM.